Today's daf is Nozer daf Samach Vav. We are 14 lines from the bottom of daf Samach Hei Omid Beis, the Mishnah, the Ezra Sashem, the very last daf of Masechtas Nozer. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Reb Shapsi Ben Cyril and Golda Bas Brocha Fred. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Chaim Elozer, Ben Yabodol Chaim, Reb Shimshin Aryeh. So we're still in the middle of some intense Tumah V'Tahara sugyas, albeit a digression from the core intense Tumah V'Tahara sugyas. Yesterday, in the beginning of the daf, we prefaced the latter part of the Masechta with an appreciation of the paper trail. The Mishnah on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph talked about Tumas HaTahoim, mentioned a halacha related to Tumas HaTahoim, and used the magic words, quote, Sheraglayim Ledavar, unquote. And from there, the Mishnayos digressed and discussed other halachos, mostly in the world of Tumah V'Tahara, where you find the same idea of, quote-unquote, Raglayim L'davar. The Mishnah that we're going to learn right now is going to discuss, again, two halachas, where there's an important nekuda related to a, quote-unquote, Raglayim L'davar. The first is Negeya Tumah V'Tahara, specifically the laws of Zavim. The second is Negeya Chosha Mishpat, someone that's Maka Es Chaveray. The first part of the Mishnah is going to be the discussion of the daf as well, and as a result, it requires a little bit of an introduction. So we know that just like a woman can become a zava, a man can become a zav as well. A man that has a discharge, similar to shechva zera, but not shechva zera, becomes tamei. If he is roya, this discharge, this ziva, one time, his tumah is a tumah kala. He's treated in halacha very much like a balkari, meaning he's tumah for the day. That day he has to go to the mikveh, Harav Shemesh. At that point, he's going to be tar. If this man were to see a ziva a second time, then his tumah would be upgraded. He would become what we know as a zav. The halacha of a zav is he's tumah, but in order for him to be tar, it's not enough that he goes to the mikveh, but rather he has to have shiva nekiyim. So he has to go 7 days where he's not roya any ziva. If he could do that, at that point, seventh day, he goes to the mikveh, Harav Shemesh, he's going to be tar. If a zav would see a ziva again, meaning not one ziva, not two zivas, but three zivas, at that point, he is going to obviously remain a zav. When he saw ziva twice, he was a zav. Kal v'chomer when he sees it a third time. However, his tumah is qualitatively considered to be more intense. Where does it chapa nafkemina? It's a mishnah in the first parak of Masechtas Megillah. Ein bein zav bal shtei riyos. The zav bal shalosh riyos elokarb. In order for him to be tar, it's not enough that he has shiva nekiyim. It's not enough that he goes to the mikveh with Harav Shemesh on the seventh day. On the eighth day, he's going to have to bring karbonos, and it's only then that he's going to be tar. One of the nafkeminos between the riyah rishoyna, the riyah shniya, and the riyah shlishis is whether or not a ri'iyah that happened ba'oynis is considered a ri'iyah or is not considered a ri'iyah. Meaning, the classic zav is someone that had this just discharge, which is assumed to have happened because of some shvachkeit in his evarim. But the point is, something came out of his body. That's the classic textbook, that's the Torah's example of what a zav is. What happens if somebody was roya ziva? However, it would seem that it didn't just happen. Wasn't a mikra ba'alma, but rather something might have triggered it. Maybe it's something he ate, maybe it's something he did, maybe it's something he saw. Would that make a nafkamina, or would it not make a nafkamina? And the answer is rather nuanced. As it relates to the riyah rishayna, it makes no difference. So if a person has a riyah rishayna, regardless of how it happened, he's going to have the tumah of any person that has a riyah rishayna, he's going to have the tumah of a baal kari. If the second ri'iyah, however, happened because of some ulterior reason, then we say he does not become a zav. So whereas the first ri'iyah, we don't discriminate. It doesn't matter how exactly that ri'iyah came about. As it relates to the ri'iyah shniyah, it very much does matter. So we have to make sure that this ri'iyah happened for natural reasons. If, however, there was an oynis that might have caused it, so then already he's not going to be a zav. The ri'iyah shlishis, there too, it's like the Riyah Rishayna, Whereas even if it happens ba'oinis, it's going to make him that zav that would not only be a zav, but he would have to bring karbonis in order for him to be tar. However, there's one caveat, and that is the only time the riyah shlishis of the zav, afilo ba'oinis, or beratzen, would make him into a zav, is if the first two riyahs also happened shaloy al yaday oinis. Meaning, although we said that the riyah rishoyna does not have to happen al yaday natural causes, but even if it happened by oinis, it would still be considered a riyah. That's to make him tamei. However, if you want to be mitzar of that riyah with the second riyah, which can't happen by oinis, to make this person a zav so that if he has a third riyah, he's going to have a carbon in order for him to be tar. For that, you would need that even the first riyah should have happened shaloy al yaday oinis. So it's a little bit confusing, but the bottom line is that as it relates to the riyahs of a zav, it does matter how exactly this riyah came about. Specifically, did it happen ba'oinis, or did it happen more for natural causes? Where does the chap nafkemina regarding the riyah shniya? It also chaps nafkemina regarding the riyah rishayna. Because the only time the riyah shlishis will be considered a riyah is if sai the riyah rishayna and sai the riyah shniya both happen shaloy al yaday oinis. With that introduction, Zakhtim Vishnu. The Shiva Drachim Baitkinas Hazav. There are seven different questions that were asked of the Zav to determine whether his Riyah happened Ba'oinis or happened Shaloy Al Yaday Oinis, stating that actually Niska Kuziva, the only time these questions were asked is if this person has not yet been determined to be a Zav. Once a person's a Zav, meaning once he already had two Riyahs, at that point, the Riyah Shlishis, it doesn't matter how it happened, there's no reason for him to have to fill out this questionnaire. Regardless of what might have taken place, that Riyah is automatically going to make him into the Zav, that's going to have to bring karbonis. Either way, there's seven questions that were asked the Zav to determine whether this Riyah happened by Inus or it didn't happen by Inus. What were the questions? But Michael, was there something you ate that you think might have triggered this Ziva B'mishnah? Maybe it was something you drank. B'masa, were you carrying something heavy? B'kvitza, maybe you were running or jumping. B'chayli, maybe you aren't well. U'b'mara, maybe you saw something. B'hirr, maybe you had a hirr of Noshim. Meaning, maybe one of these things happened, and if they did, that would be considered an oinus, and to the extent that he's an oinus, again, depending on what ear we're talking about, that would impact whether or not we treat it as a ziva, we don't treat it as a ziva. Says the Mishnah, Mishaniska Klaziva. Once already we know that this person is already been established as a zav, what does it mean? He already had two re'iyos, and both re'iyos we know were shaloy al yudeyoinis, ain't boitkinois, so then there's no reason to ask him any questions as it relates to the third re'iyah, because as we said, as long as the first two re'iyahs happen, shaloy al yudeyoinis, the third re'iyah is for sure going to make him into the zav, bal shaloy shri'iyahs. In fact, the Mishnah says, ointsoy, at that point, meaning once he was already niskak laziva, once there were two riyas, if he has another riyah ba'oinis, v'sveikai, or there's a suffix if he had a riyah, the Gemara will explain what that means, v'shichvazaroi, or his shichvazaroi, the Gemara will explain what that means, t'meim, are going to be tamei, and the reason is, this is the punchline, sheraglayim l'davra, because there's a svar gedoyla, there's a tam gadol, like Tosfos teached the words raglayim l'davra in the beginning of the sugya, and daf samach gimel amud aleph, in the sugya of Tumas Atahai. There's a svara to say that once a person already had two re'iyahs, so it's mistaber. There's some svara that says he's going to have another re'iyah. And even if he ate something or if he drank something, at this point it doesn't matter. Any re'iyah that he has is going to be assumed and presumed to be a re'iyah of ziva. And for that reason, at that point, we don't do any bedikas. The next and final raglayim l'davra makas chaveiroi. If somebody hits his friend, vamdu l'miso, and he knocked him out pretty good. This person was wheeled into the emergency room. The doctors looked at him, and they said he doesn't stand a chance. They said he's going to die. But what happened was he ended up having a shtickle Yeshua, meaning suddenly he was doing better. And then la'achamikan, after he was doing better, hichbid umeis. Suddenly his situation turned for the worse again. He ended up dying. The person that was makis chaver is going to be chayv, because we assume that for sure this person died because of the original blow. As a result, you're a reitzeach, and you're going to be prosecuted as a reitzeach is prosecuted. What's the chiddush? He was okay in between, so you could have thought, being that he got better, and not only afterwards, he got worse, so that's maybe a shtickel of svara to say that maybe the ultimate death was not a result of the original makkah. That's the chiddush that he's chayv. Rav Nechemya Omer Potter. Rav Nechemya says, no, he's going to be Potter. Why? Sheraglayim l'davar. Because there actually is a starkest svara to say that if he got better in the interim, probably when he ended up dying, it wasn't a result of the original makkah. And Rav Nehemiah used the magic words, which is why, even though this really has nothing to do with anything we've been talking about, it's mentioned right here in the Mishnah. Either way, so the Mishnah was really made up of a tale of two sugyas. The first part of the Mishnah discusses the laws of the Zav. The second part of the Mishnah discusses Hamakas Chaveri. And as we mentioned, all of the Gemara on this Mishnah discusses the first part of the Mishnah, the laws of Zav. And so one more Amid Gemara of real Tuma V'Taira. We've learned already so many sugyas related to Tuma V'Taira. So this is Mamish Achrin Achrin Chavir. Zok the Gemara. Minohani Mili. It was Mavur in the Mishnah that as it relates to the second Re'iyah of the Zav, the only time he's going to be considered a Zav is if we can establish that the Re'iyah happened Shaloi Machmas Oynes. In fact, as it relates to establishing someone as a Zav that would need to bring Karbanos in order to be Tar, we would have to establish that even the first Re'iyah happened Shaloi Machmas Oynes. As it relates, however, to the third Re'iyah, that even if it happens machmas oynes, this person is going to be established as a zav. So the first Re'iyah, the second Re'iyah, there you would need that it happened for sure shaloi al yudei oynes. The third Re'iyah, even if it happens by oynes. And the question is, what's the makar to this? Rav Nosson. So Rav Nosson said, Amakra, it's learned out from the following pasuk. It says in the Torah, v'hadova benidasa, talking about a nida, v'hazov ezoivoy, that's the zav, la'zachar v'lanakeva u'le'ish ashe yishkav imtmeya. So the pasuk is talking about a zav, and it says, quote, v'hazov ezoivoy, la'zachar v'lanakeva. So said Rav Nosson, when it says, v'hazov ezoivoy, v'hazov is one Re'iyah. Es Zoivoy is the second Re'iyah. V'hazov es Zoivoy, la Zohar, that has the unique halach of a Zohar. The only time a Zohar Ziva is considered a Ziva is if it happened Shloi Ali Deyoinis. However, Shlishis, as it relates to the third Re'iyah, that's the next word in the Torah, is Valanakeva, Iskush Lanakeva. We compare the Zov to the Zava, and what's the point? Just like as it relates to a Nakeva, it doesn't matter if she was Roya, her Ziva, Ba'inus Abaratz, and in all cases it's going to be the same. So too, as it relates to the Riyah Shlishas of the Zav, even if he saw it, Ba'inus, just like the Lanakeva, if she would see it Ba'inus, it wouldn't matter. So too, if he would see it Ba'inus, it wouldn't matter either. So what's the Drasha? It says, V'hazav as Zoivoy, Lazacha V'lanakeva. V'hazav is one Riyah, Zoivoy is two Riyahs, Lazacha. That's the unique Allah of the Zachar. It has to be Shloi Al Yidei Oynes. The next Re'iyah is Valenikeva, the next word. That's already Hukash Lenikeva. And just like in a cave, I feel about Inus, so too for him, even if it's going to happen, but Inus. Zok demar, Tanya, we learned to the Braiso. Rabbi Yezah, I'm Rabbi Yezah says, Beshlishes Boit Genoisai, Berevias Ain Boit Genoisai. Rabbi Yezah was Chaylik on the Tan of our Mishnah. He said that as it relates to the third Re'iyah of Azov, they did have to do a Bedika, meaning if the third Re'iyah happened, but Inus, it wouldn't be considered a Re'iyah. It's only the fourth Re'iyah where Ain Boit Genoisai, there, even if it happens, but Inus, it's not going to matter. Now, first of all, where's the negay of the fourth Re'iyah? Once you have three Re'iyahs, that's the max. So where's the negay of the fourth Re'iyah? It's negay during the Shiva Nekiyah. So once you establish a Zav as a regular Zav, now we need Shiva Nekiyah. So what happens if he had a Re'iyah during the week? So the question is that Re'iyah or is it not a Re'iyah? So as it relates to the Re'iyah, it's ain't Boit Genoisai. It doesn't matter. Even if it happened by Oynes, it's going to be Sois. Using a Zeris term, it's going to Shter the Shiva Nekiyah. But the point is, according to Rav Eliezer, even the third Re'iyah is going to be considered a Re'iyah only if it happened Shaloi Al Yidei Oynes. What's the Kasha? But Tanya is a Lashon of a Kasha. So what's the Kasha? So the Kasha is that what is the Makar of Rabbi Eliezer? Meaning we just said Minon immediately, what's the Makar to the Tan of our Mishnah? How do you know that the first two Re'iyahs happen to be Shaloi Al Yidei Oynes? The third Re'iyah, even Ba'oynes, it's learned out from V'hazov Ezoivoy 2. La Zohar, that's the unique halacha of the Zohar. And afterwards, Vlanakev, Afilu Ba'inus, Rabbi Eliezer, who says it's 3 to 4, so you must have a Makar somewhere that 3 Re'iyos have to be Shloi Yedei Oynes. It's the 4th Re'iyah that could be Afilu Ba'inus. What's the Makar to that? So Gemara says, Ela Be'esim Kom Nifligi. The Hezber in the Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamin, and really the Makar to Rabbi Eliezer, comes and is totally in whether we darshan the word S or whether we don't darshan the word S. Rabbi Eliezer darsh S, Rabbi Eliezer darshan the word S. Rabbanu le darshi S, whereas Rabbanu didn't darshan S. So how does darshani S change anything? Rabbi Eliezer darshan's S. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, v'hazov ezoivay is not 2, but v'hazov ezoivay is 3. Because v'hazov is 1, S is 2, zoivay is 3. Lazachar is the same exact drasha. As it relates to the 4th, that's going to be v'lanakeva. So the bottom line is, according to the Chachamim, 2 and 1. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's 3 and 1. What's the spear in the machloikis? V'hazov v'zoivoy, is that two or is that three? It's telling whether you're Dairish Essen or you're not Dairish Essen, and it's really the same pasuk that the Chum had as their makar is going to be the makar according to Rabbi Eliezer as well. Incidentally, we know who's the Tan and Shas that's Dairish Essen. It's Rabbi Akiva. Shimon Amsuni, how you Dairish, call Essen Shabbatir until he came to Hashem Lekachatira. Achibar Rabbi Akiva, and he taught as Hashem Lekachatira, the rabbis Tamid Echachamitz. Rabbi Akiva is always the Tan and Shas that's Dairish Essen. Clearly, Rabbi Eliezer is also a Tana and Shas. That's Dairish Essen. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Eliezer. So it's Matim that Rabbi Akiva's Hoylach Peshitas Rabbi, who's Dairish Essen Shabbatari. Either way. So the Mishnah said that as it relates to the third Re'iyah, Ointsoi, even if the Re'iyah happened by Oinis, the Sveikai, or if there's a Sophic, the Sheikh Vazaroi, we have to see what that means, Tmeyim are all going to be Tomei. So we know what Ointsoi is. Ointsoi v'sveikah. What does sveikah mean? Omar Rava said, loy temo, don't think that what it means is safik chaza, safik loy chaza. Don't think that what the Tanad Mishnah is saying is that once a Zav had two Re'iyos, at that point if he has a safik, whether he had a third Re'iyah or he didn't have a third Re'iyah, me safik were going to assume that he for sure had a Re'iyah. That's not true. If there's a suffix, whether it was a Re'iyah or not a Re'iyah, we're not going to go L'chumra Misafik. We're going to go L'kula Misafik. What then does the Mishnah mean when it says Sveikoi Ela Vadaychos? It's talking about where the person for sure had a Zav. Suffix Machmas Shich Vazera, Suffix Machmas Re'iyah. And the way Tosfos explains, which is not the taicha of the words, again, Lashon Hazeh Mishonah, but the way Tosfos explains is where this person had a Zav and there's a suffix whether there was Shich Vazera Me'uriv with the Ziva, but it was not Shich Vazera Me'uriv with the Ziva. Tosfos says this is really based on a sugya in Mesechtes Nida, where the Gemara says that if there's ever Shich Vazera that's Me'uriv together with the Ziva, so that Ziva, although it's considered a Mara of Ziva, but it's going to be more kulodik. So for example, as it relates to during the Shiva Nekiyim, if a Zav would see Ziva during the Shiva Nekiyim, so the Zav has to start all over again. It's Soyser Kol Shiva. However, if there was Shich Vazera that was Moriv, then it's not Soyser Kol Shiva, then it's only Soyser Yoimecha. But the point is that as it relates to a situation where there's a Sofik, where there's a suffix, we're not sure whether there is Shich Vazerim Uruv with the Ziva, there's no Shich Vazerim Uruv in the Ziva, actually Niskak, until we establish this person as a Ziva, we're going to assume there was Shich Vazerim, whatever the implications are going to be. Once we establish this person already as a Zav, so then if there's going to be a Taruvois, so then already, Kimesh and Niskak, Lutumos, Sveikoi Tomei, once already he was established to be Tomei, at that point, Misafik, we're going to treat him as if he's going to be Tommy, this Re'iyah is going to be a third Re'iyah, and we're going to treat it 100% as it's a regular Ziva, and there's no mitigating factors by virtue of the fact that there might be, there's a Sofik, Shich Vazera, that's Me'uriv, together with the Ziva. Shich Vazaroi Tmeya. So the third thing that the Mishnah said was, is that once a person is Niskak L'Ziva, he already had three Re'iyahs, so Ointsoi, Sveikoi, additionally, Shich Vazaroi. As it relates to Shich Vazera, his Shich Vazera is going to be Tommy. So the question is like this. What do we mean when we say that a Shich Vazera is going to be Tommy? Do we mean that if somebody touches the Shich Vazera of a Zav, the Allah is, he's going to be Tommy? Why would you think otherwise? Why should he be any different than the Shich Vazera of a Tahar? Any person that's Tahar, that has Shich Vazera, if he touches it, he becomes Tamei. So Shich Vazera is always Tamei. So what's the chiddush that the Shich Vazera of a Zav is a problem? Shich Vazera of even a Tar is a problem. So why would you think that the Shich Vazera of a Zav would be any different? Elo, says the Gemara, maybe what the Mishnah means to say is as follows. That Zarei Shel Zav, as it relates to the Shich Vazera of a Zav, it's Metama B'masa. So Shich Vazera, it's true, it's Metama, but it's Metama B'maga. Maybe the chiddush is that the Shich Vazera of a Zav is not only Metama B'maga, but it's also Metama B'masa. That's the chiddush. That this person is a Zav, so it could be his Shich Vazera is more Tameh, it's given Tameh, even B'masa. But the Gemara says like this, if that's Pshat in the Mishnah, there must be a precedent somewhere, there has to be a Tana somewhere that said this. Now, you don't need a Tana to support something that a Mishnah said, but the Mishnah didn't say a Mefurish. We're sort of reflecting what we think might be the Pshat on the Mishnah. So if you have a Mefurish Tana somewhere that said it, okay, so Ef Shetaka. Maybe that's what the Tana of the Mishnah meant. But if you don't know Mefurish anywhere that there was a Tana that said it, so Mehecha Teisa to say it. That's why the Gemara is trying to find a Makar to a Mishnah. You never find the Gemara trying to find a Makar to a Mishnah. That's because if it's a Mefurish, a Mishnah doesn't need a Makar. The Mishnah is the biggest Makar possible. It's because it's not mefurish in the Mishnah, so we don't really know if the Mishnah said it. It's a very big chiddush to say that the shechva zera of azav is matamin alay b'mag even b'masa. So we're going to have a makar. Otherwise, we're not going to be comfortable saying such a pshat. So the Gemara says, man shamit le the amar shechva zera shel zav matamin b'masa. Is there any man d'amar that holds that the shechva zera of azav is matamin b'masa? So the Gemara says there really is. Ile ma haytano. Maybe it's the following tanya we went to the Brisa. Rebbe Lezer says shechva zera shel zav ain't matamin b'masa. The shechva zera of azav is not matamin b'masa. Of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is chayulik, and he says metam b'vemasa. It is metam b'vemasa. Why? The fish she'i efshala beloitzach tzuchei ziva. Because Rabbi Yeshua holds that any time a zov is moitzi shichva zera, it's inevitable that there's going to be tzuchei ziva, a little trace of ziva that's going to be inside of it. So you see, mefurish. Rabbi Yeshua holds that the shichva zera of a zov is metam b'vemasa. So maybe that's the time of a mishnah. That's what the mishnah meant. The mishnah meant that once he had already re'iyos that established him as a zov. So now shechva zera is tame. What does it mean tame? Isn't shechva zera always tame? Yeah, it's always tame b'maga. It's tame even b'masa. And the time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that e'ef shalom b'loitzach tzuchei ziva. Sounds like a very nice pshat. But the Gemara immediately rejects it, because the Gemara says, can't be the Mishnah's Rabbi Yeshua. Why not? Because I feel Rabbi Yeshua lo yomar, el mishum tzuchei ziva. Rabbi Yeshua said his halacha, he said that shechva zera is b'tame b'masa, not out the din shechva zera. Else the ziva was slicked in the shechva zera. If you know for sure that all the person has shechva zera, there it would be different. Okay, and in the Mishnah says Tosfos, reading Tosfos Lashon, for shechva zera the masnis and mashma the af be'ene. And when the Mishnah says shechva zera, it's mashma that even if it's be'en, even if there would be no ziva inside of it. But the bottom line is that if you want to tell me the pshat of the Mishnah is that shechva zera is matame b'masa, even though there is a tana b'sayeli Rabbi Yeshua, but Rabbi Yeshua clearly meant it else the ziva shaboy, he didn't mean it be'en. And if that's the case, the Tana of the Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Yeshua. So what is Pshat of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says the Shechva Zera of Zov is Metamla. Of course, Shechva Zera is always Metamla. It's Metamla B'mag. Or maybe it means it's Metamla B'masa, and there is a Rabbi Yeshua that says that. But it doesn't sound like that's what the Mishnah means, because the Mishnah seems to say that the Shechva Zera Be'en is going to be metama, and when Rabbi Yeshua said it's metama, what he meant was is that it's metama because of the tzuchei ziva shavai. Elam Rav Adar Bar Ahava. So Rav Adar Bar Ahava had a third shot. He said maybe what the Mishnah means when it says shechva zera is loymar, it's coming to teach us she'ein toilim ba. What it's coming to say is that in the event that a zov would be roya shechva zera, and then afterwards he would have a ziva, ordinarily, as it relates to the Ria Rishoina and the Ria Shnia, that Ria Ziva would not be considered a Ria. And the reason is because we would be Toila, and we would say that the reason this Ziva happened was Machmas Oynes. What was the Oynes that caused it? It was the Shechva Zera. Just like the Mishnah said, B'Shiva Drachim Boitkin HaSazav. So this would be, in the same vein, we would assume that maybe that's what triggered it. However, as it relates to the Ria Shlishis, even if there was shechva zera that preceded that re'iyah, it wouldn't be a problem. And the reason it wouldn't be a problem is because, as it relates to the re'iyah shlishis, oin soyest meyim. Just like you don't do bedikas as it relates to the shiva derachim that we mentioned in the Mishnah, you wouldn't do a bedika for the seed. But either way, so said Rav Adar Bar Ahava, maybe that's what the Mishnah means. When the Mishnah says shechva zera tmei, we don't mean that the shechva zera itself is tamei. Shechva zera is always tamei. Shechva zera tmei, meaning shechva zera that precedes the ziva is going to be tamei. Why is that a chiddush? Because for the Riyah Rishayin and Shniyah, it's not going to be as it relates to establishing as a zav. It's only true for the Riyah Shlishis, and that is gufa, what the Tana of the Mishnah was saying. That's what Rav Adar Bar Ahava says. So the Gemara says, Sav Rav Papa kamei derav lemeimer. So Rav Papa heard Rav Adar Bar Ahava said, and he understood that obviously what Rav Adar Bar Ahava was saying is Aidi chulshahu dechazi. That there's an idea that if Zav or someone would be Roya Shechva Zera and then afterwards see Ziva, we would assume that maybe it was the Chulsha that comes about from being Moitzi Zera that ultimately caused the Ziva, and that's the chilek between the Riyah Rishayin Shniyah versus the Riyah Shlishis, because as it relates to Riyah Shlishis, we don't care what caused it. Even if it was caused Machmas Chulsha, still it's going to be a problem. But Amalei Rava, so Rava told Rapapa, this is what Rav Adar Bar Ahava said. And this is the way he explained the Mishnah. He asked the Makasha from a Mishnah in Masecht Zov in Batanan. We learned in the Mishnah, Ger Shin Eskayer, Mitama, Miyad, Beziva, a Ger that was Megayer. So the halach is that any Ziva that he sees after the Geiris is going to make him into a Ziva. The Chiddush is that even if he was Roya Shechva Zera right before he was Megayer, it doesn't matter. Any ziva that he's going to have is going to be established as ziva. Now, Tosis changes the girsa here, and Tosis takes out the words amale. Tosis says, ve'ein l'chachayli gadol mizeh. And as it relates to a gersh and a skayer, l'chayre ein l'chachayli gadol mizeh. What does that mean? Number one, he was roi shich vazer, so the shich vazer itself causes cholsha, but that extra lashon of ein l'chachayli gadol mizeh is the fact that he was megayer. That's a traumatic experience. So that in of itself can cause him cholsha. And if you see that the halacha is that all re'iyos of ziva are considered re'iyos of ziva even after shich vazera as it relates to a ger, zoysay meres, even if it's true that the re'iyos of ziva after shich vazera of a yid are not considered re'iyos, but it can't be for the svar of Rabbi Abba Rahab. Rabbi Rahab is saying that there's an idea that if a zog would be roya shich vazera and then afterwards he would be roya ziva, it could be that wouldn't be considered a re'iya of ziva, depending on which re'iya we're talking about. And he said a svara. The svara he said was is because of the chulsha. It's like the shiva drachen by kines hazav and a chavsin afkamina between the riyah shni and the riyah shlishas. Because just like oynis by the riyah shlishas doesn't play a role, so shich vazera wouldn't play a role either. Tainis rava. If that's the reason, then why is it different when it comes to a gerish and his gayer? Gerish and his gayer, we don't cheshbon the shich vazera that happened earlier. Why not? It's the same chulsha. And if anything, there's even more chulsha because ein l'cha chulsha gadol mizu. Elamai, you have to say that even if there is a halacha that says that shich vazera preceding ziva impacts the laws of ziva, it's not based on svara. It's a gzeres hakasev, says Tosis, and you have to say the gzeres hakasev is mechalik between the Yisrael and again that a Yisrael that had the ziva prior, a shich vazera prior, it would not be considered ziva. A ger would be different. Why? Maybe gerish and iskarek kakot and shenoyla dami. This would be a makar that gerish and iskarek kakot and shenoyla dami maybe impacts the metzias of the ger. But again, this is shmuz for another day. But the bottom line is, you see from here, not like that svara. You see from here that it can't be a svar of chulsha. And if it's not a svar of chulsha, there's no svar to mechal between the riyah shniya of his and the riyah shlishas of his ov. Rav Adi Rahab is saying a chil between the riyah shniya and riyah shlishas is his own chiddush. It's his own patent. He's learning the Mishnah that way. And it's based on him being mazbed halacha of shich vazera koidim ziva is related somehow to chulsha. And if that's the case, there's no svar of chulsha when it comes to the riyah shlishas of his ov. It can't be based on chulsha, because if it was based on chulsha, there'd be no difference between a ger and not a ger. And if that's the case, that also can't be shot in our Mishnah. So again, we're back to the drawing board. The Mishnah said that a nafkemina between someone that was established as a zav, someone that wasn't established as a zav, is number one. Ointzai, once you're established as a zav, two riyas. So your oinis, third riyah, is going to be considered a riyah. Sveikai, we sort of explained what that is. Veshichvazarai, and as it relates to shichvazarai, question, what is shichvazarai? Doesn't mean a shichvazarai is tameh. Everyone shich vazara is tameh. Doesn't mean it's v'tameh v'masa. Who's the tameh? You have to have a tameh. Rabbi Shua holds that it's only tameh machmas de ziva shabai. Here it's mashma machmas de shich vazara shabai. Maybe it means that any re'iyah that comes after shich vazara, whereas ordinarily it would not be considered ziva, but maybe once a person is niskak l'ziva, yeah. The only way to say that would be is if the reason why ordinarily shich vazera preceding ziva is not a problem, because if it's machmas cholsha, how do you explain the ger? Elamai must be gzeres hakasev. If it's gzeres hakasev, you have no basis in the chaluk between the riyah shni and the riyah shlishas. So again, what does it mean when the Mishnah says shich vazari is tmeim? So it's the Gemara. Elo, you have to say tanoi, which usually means that something we just said is totally in a machlokes tanam. It's really not what it means. What it means is that we're going to introduce the machlokes tanam, but what we need is not even so much the machlokes tanam. We mean what's licked in the machlokes tanam. That is, we're going back to the teretz that we said earlier, the second teretz, and that is what the Mishnah is saying is that the shich vazera of azov is metame v'masa. We said you need a makar. You need a tana that says it. The only tana we found was Rabbi Yeshua. But even Rabbi Yeshua said it, al tzichtzuche ziva shavai. So if you might have different tanaim, that's these tanaim. Different tanaim, the tanaim we learned to the Brisa, shich vazera shal zov, metame b'masa, kol me eisleis. The shich vazera of azov is metame b'masa, and it's metame b'masa, kol me'es le'es, meaning me'es le'es, after he saw the ziva, the halach is the shich vazera is going to be metame b'mas. Rabbi Yossi says that it's only the day that he was roya the ziva that the shich vazera that he was moitzi is going to be metame. It's not me'es le'es, it's not a 24-hour period, but it's only until the night. Zokti Maraikam Mifugi, what's the husband of Machloikis? But the Shmuel, they're arguing in Shmuel's halach. Shmuel Rami, Shmuel asks the stira, ksivs. The Pasuk says, ki yeh b'cha ish, ashaloi yeh tahar mikra layla. The next pasuk says, so this pasuk is talking about someone that was Raya Keri. But the way Shmuel darshan the pasuk is, this is a person that was already Tomei. Why was he Tomei? He was Tomei because he was a Zav. And then after he was already Tomei as a Zav, Mikra Laila, now he was Raya Keri. That's what the Pasuk's talking about. Okay, so what does the Pasuk say? What's this person supposed to do? That it's going to be the next day. So where's the stira? It says, Mikra Laila. Mikra Laila sounds like any thing that he's going to see up until the night. Then v'ksiv, and then the next pasuk says lifnois erev yirchas b'mayim, which sounds like any carry for the next 24 hours is going to be a problem. So which one is it? Again, we made a hanacha that the pasuk is talking about a zav that was raya carry. Kiyah b'chal isha shalo yitar is a zav, and then mikra laila he was raya carry. Mikra laila also is mashma that carry up until the Laila. The next pasuk, Vayu Lifnais Erev, is Mashma, and he carry until he sees the next night. So it says the Gemara that it's because of this stira in Psukim that we have this machloikis tana. Mandama me'esla es. The mandama that said that it's me'esla es, that any shechvazer me'esla es from the ziva is going to be a problem. Daik me'lifnais erev. He was daik the word lifnais erev. It's mashma me'esla es, it's going to be a problem. The idach and the other tana was daik mikro laila. He was daik the words mikro laila. Zok the Gemara, meaning mikro laila means only up until the night. Mandama me'lifnais erev. According to mandama that says lifnais erev, aksiv mikro laila, doesn't also say mikro laila. What is the word laila coming to teach me? If mikro Laila is not coming to teach me that the carry is Tomei only up until the Laila, so then what is Laila coming to teach me? To teach me that the carry happened by Laila? It doesn't matter if it happens by Laila, if it happens by day. Amalei Urcha the Kri, the carry lemasni balayla, because the derech usually is that carry comes balayla, and that's why it's referred to as mikra layla. But enochanami, there are no ramifications to this halacha mikra layla, and this concludes. I mean, we made it pretty much till the end of the masechta to conclude the sugyas of tumah v'tahira, and masechta, as we're about to see, ends on a much lighter note, also on a much more of a nazir diga note. Zok the Mishnah, nazir hoya Shmuel, Shmuel anavi of Sefer Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Bey's fame. Shmuel was a Nazir. Everyone knows Shimshon was a Nazir. Shmuel was also a Nazir. Kedivei Rav Noirai. Azayot Rav Noirai. Had Rav Noirai know that. So he learned it from the following pasuk. The pasuk says that Chana is davening. She very badly wants a child. And she makes a neder. Vatidor neder vatoymer. Hashem tzevokos. Imroi tira ba'oni amosecho. Uz chartani. I want you to know that if you're going to bless me with a child, I'm going to give over this child to Hashem. So what does that mean? Said Ram Nehurai. It says umayro lo yala roisha by Chana's prayer for a child. And Nema b'Shimshin, it says umayro. Says the same exact lashon. Just like Umayra, that it says by Shemshin, it meant Umayra le'ala roisha. He wasn't allowed to cut his ear. He was going to be a nazir. Af Umayra amura b'Shmul. So too, when it said Umayra by Shmul, nazir, what it means is that Shmul was a nazir. From the Roy said that Shmul was a nazir. How do I know that? It says Umayra le'ala roisha. The same exact lashon that it says by Shemshin. Ki hina chara v'yaladet bein Umayra le'ala roisha. And just like the Umayra le'ala roisha of Shemshin meant that Shemshin was going to be a nazir, so too as it relates to Shmuel, what it means is that Shmuel was an Oz. Amalei Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi told Rabbi Nuroi, "V'aloi ein moira ela shel basav adam." I don't think that's what the pasuk means. I think that what the pasuk means is that umayr layala roisha is not going to fear basav adam, and not umayr layala roisha that he's going to be a nazar. Amalei Rabbi Nuroi. Rabbi Nuroi told Rabbi Yossi, "V'aloi kfar nemar." The pasuk says, "V'ayomer Shmuel eich eilech v'shama shol v'harogani." So what do you see from there? Shekfar hoya all of Meir Shal Basav Adam. You see, he had Meir Basav Adam. So must be that Chana's tefillah, which was answered, of Umayr Layal Arayshay, meant that Shmuel was going to be a Nazir. Either way, the last Mishnah Masechtas Nazir mentions a machloikas between Rav Nuroi and Rav Yossi regarding the Navi Shmuel. According to Rav Nuroi, Shmuel was a Nazir. According to Rabbi Yossi, Shmuel was not a Nazir. What is a Talian? What did Chana mean when she davened And she said, according to Rav Nuroi, what she was saying was that if you'll bless me with a son, I'm going to make him a Nazir. Just like Shimshon was a Nazir, my son Shmuel will be a Nazir as well. According to Rav Yosi, that's not what she was saying. What she was saying was, she was talking more about Yira, she was talking more about Meirav Vasavadam. Incidentally, the Rambam, in his Yad Chazaka, so he brings the halachos of the Nazir Oyla, and when he brings the halach of the Nazir Oyla, he prefaces it by saying that Shmuel Nazir Oylam Haya. Shmuel was a Nazir Oylam. In other words, paskening like Rab Nuhurai, not like Rab Yossi Shenei Mukayimai, and he says that Shmuel was a Nazir Oylam. The Taisis Yontif, we spoke about this earlier in the Masechta, has a little bit of a discussion whether in fact Shmuel was a Nazir Oylam, or maybe Shmuel was a Nazir Shimshon. Why would you think he was a Nazir Shimshon? Because what's the Makar? The Makar is, it's learned out from Xer Shavah from Shimshon. Shimshon was obviously a Nazir Shimshon. So if we're learning the Naziris of Shmuel from the Naziris of Shimshon, and Shimshon we know was the Nazir Shimshon, so it'd be mistaber that Shmuel would be a Nazir Shimshon as well. Either way, it's machloikis, whether Shmuel was a Nazir Oylam or Shmuel was a Nazir Shimshon. With all the nafkaminas, whether he's Labi Matamal Amez, Hichbet Sairim Mekel Batar, or maybe Karbonaisav. Either way, last Gemara. Amalei Rav Lechia Bere. Rav told his son Chia, Chatoifu Brich, I want you to try every time there's a situation where somebody is going to make a bracha and others are going to answer amen, you try to be the one to make the bracha. Rav Huna told the son Rabbi the same thing. You should try to be the one to make the bracha. It sounds like it's better to make a bracha, meaning, than to hear the bracha and to answer amen. So if you have a shayla, you can make the bracha, you can answer amen. What's better? It sounds like making the bracha is better. It's better to be the one to say amen than to be the one to make the bracha. Rav Nuroi told Rav Yosi, Hashamayim kachu, that Hashamayim, I can prove, it's a lashon shvua that this is the way it is. Teida, how do you know that? Sharei gulyarim miskarim b'melchama. If you ever see a war, so the gulyarim go out on the front lines, meaning the chaloshim, these are the people that are on the front lines, the gibayrim neitzchim, and it's the gibayrim that they come and they close the deal. They're the ones that finish it off. So in the same vein, the bracha are the equivalent of the gulyarim, and the oina amen is the equivalent of the gibayrim. So if that's the case, gadol oina amen, yoisim and amivarech. So what's the kasha? Rav told the same chia, you should be the one to try to make the bracha. And Rav Huna told the son Rabbi the same thing. He said, Chatoifu Brich, you should be the one to make a bracha. How do these Amiram shtim with Tanoim, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Nuroi that said, Godol O'ina Amin Yosim and Amavarech? So the Gemara says, Tanoim, he really is Machlik is Tanoim. It's true, those Tanoim are not that way. Over the time we learn to the Braisa, Echad Amavarech, Echad O'ina Amin B'mashma, that really the Mavarech and the O'ina Amin, they're both included in all the halachas. I am Brachis Nun Gimel Amabez regarding which halachas we're talking about. Elishim Mamarin Lavarech Tchilo. But there's an Indian to be the one to make the bracha. There's a Maila be the one to make the bracha, and that's this inyan of shememarin v'mavarech tchila. Amar Rabbi Loza, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Loza said, "Amar Rabbi Chanina, tamid chachamim marvim shalom ba'olam." Shenemar v'chol banayich lemudi Hashem v'rav shloim banayich. Sometimes we fear ois. Al tikri banayich. Ella, even the Bach says v'chulu. Ella banayich. And on that note, we'll make a proper hadron in a moment. The sechtes nazaret, but we can't end Masechtas Nazir without a raid bite, without speaking out something lighter. That is, so the last Mishnah mentioned the machloikis between Rab Nuroi and Rab Yosi. What Chana meant when Chana was Vatider Neder, and she said that if you're going to bless me with a child, Umoiru lo yal al rosh. Rab Nuroi said that what she meant to say was that if you're going to bless me with a child, that child will be a Nazir. Rab Yosi said that's not what she meant. Rather, Ein Moira, Ella shall basiv adam. The Noida Yehuda, in one of his drushes, this is in Deirish Litzion, it's in Drush Chamishi. And Ramei Shapiro, in Shail Tshuvas Eira Meir, Simon Lamed, they both shtelzach on a diktuk haloshin in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nazir hoya Shmuel, kid divrei Rab Nehurai. It's a funny loshin. Nazir hoya Shmuel, divrei Rab Nehurai. What's this lashon of Nazir Hoya Shmuel Kid Divrei Rab Nuroi? It's Rab Nuroi talking. So L'chaira, the Mishnah should have said Divrei Rab Nuroi. What does it mean, kid divrei Rav Noraya? Throughout Shas, wherever you find any Tana saying everything, divrei Rav Eliezer, divrei Rav Yeshua, divrei Rav Meir, divrei Rav Akiva, divrei Rav Yehuda, divrei Rav Tarfin, it's always divrei. What's this lashon of Nazir Hoya Shmuel to divrei Rav Noraya? And if you look in the Nei Yehuda's drasha, in Dayur Shalsi and Drush Hay, he says a beautiful drush to say pshat. And if you look at Ramei Shapiro's Tshuva, he too, Kedarki B'Kodesh, says a beautiful drush to say pshat. But the Ein Beis Medrash B'Lei Chiddush, maybe you could say, maybe even in Drush, this is Emes. Mishnah says, at the very end of Masechtas Kedushin, so we just learned the last Mishnah in Masechtas Nazir, this is the last Mishnah in Masechtas Kedushin. It's a much easier Mishnah, it's a classic. The Mishnah over there is discussing the obligation that a father has to teach his child an umnis. Says the Mishnah, a mayor says, L'oilam yilmad adam es benoy umnis neki avakala. A father should always take it upon himself to teach his child an umnis, and he should make sure that the umnis is nekiya v'kal. However, just because he teach him an umnis, don't think that everything is good. V'yispalel, and on top of that, you have to pray. L'misha ha'osher v'hanechasim shaloh, you should daven to the one that really controls osher and the one that really controls nechasim. She'ein umnis she'ein ba anius v'ashiris shaloh anius mina umnis v'lo yashiris mina umnis el ha'koy l'fiz chusa. That's what the Mishnah says. And then the Mishnah continues. And the Mishnah mentions different Tanoim and different halachas that they said as it relates to what's a good job, what's not a good job, what's a umnis nekiyah v'kala, which jobs are all the people in that job chashed, where are they considered tzaddikim, ayin sham. Rav Nuroi is the last Tana mentioned in the Mishnah. He said, maniach ani kol umnis shabayim. Rav Nuroi said that I heard what all the Tanoim had to say, but I'm going to tell you what I feel. I am going to put aside all the umnis in the world, and I'm going to teach my son Torah. Why? Because when it comes to Torah, a person that he gets schar from the Torah that he learns in this world, the real schar that he's going to get in Olam Haba. But he said, as it relates to other jobs, you get a paycheck in this world, but in Olam Haba, what's the paycheck going to do for you? Additionally, he said, when a person comes li dechayli, oily de zikna, oily de yisurim, ve'inu yachal asik b'malachtoi, and a person can't work, harayu meis b'rav. He doesn't have anything from his umnis. So a person could be the biggest baal umnis in the world, but at the same time, if he's old or if he's not well, he can't work, so what's it going to do for him? Avala toira ainu kein. But when it comes to Torah, it's not that way. Elo mashmartoi mikorah bin arusai. Torah gives a person shmira when he's young, and it gives him purpose and meaning when he's older. So Rav Noraya heard what Rav Meir said, and what Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Abba Gurion and all the Tanna mentioned in that Mishnah. And he said, I hear, but I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. Maniach ani kol umnisha ba'olam, ve'inu malabit b'nei ala Torah. Yudua, that the Brisker Rav, Maron HaGriz, in Sefer, in Chumash, in Parshas Chayisara, asks, that the Gemara says in Erev and Daf Yudim Alamid Beis, who was Rav Noraya? Who was the Tana Rav Noraya? So the Gemara says Rav Noraya was Rav Meir. If his name was Rav Noraya, so why is he known as Meir? The reason is because Rav Meir was Zoycha, that he was Meir Eini Yisrael Bahalach. But Rav Noraya and Rav Meir were the same person. So if the Brisker Rav, if that's the case, how do you read the Mishnah? The Mishnah starts off and says, Rav Meir Omer. Rav Meir said, "La'olam yilmad adam es benoy umnis nekiya v'kala." A person should always teach his child umnis nekiya v'kala, and he should daven. Rav Noraya, 8 lines later, says, "Maniach ani kol umnis shabayolam ve'enim melabit bnei alatayir." No, even though I just told you 8 lines ago that you have to teach your child an umnis, but I'm not doing that. I'm going to davke teach my son Torah. How could Rav Noraya and Rav Meir, the same person, contradict himself in the same way? So Rav Noraya is not Rav Meir, it's Machlokes Tanoim. But it's Doch Dezelbe Mensch. And if that's the case, it's Sorich Bir, said the Brisker Rav, how it's possible that Rav Noraya seemingly contradicted himself in the same Mishnah where he said a halacha, and now he's going not like that halacha. So Brisker Rav said that Yesh Loim Apshat, based on a very well-known Gemara, Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara over there asks Akasha. The Pasuk says, Vasafta Digonecha. Is an Indian, a person needs to do what he needs to do in order for him to be able to support his family. It says, La Yomur Seifa HaTorah Zemi Picha, Vagisa Ba Yom Avalayla. Okay, so which one is it? The person have to learn Torah the whole day? Or is there an Indian of us after the Ganecha? So the Gemara says it was a Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Yishmael said, Hanig Ben Minig Derech Eretz. You have to say that the two psukim are both true. And you have to figure out a way to balance the two. On the one hand, v'yosafta digonecha, and on the other hand, lo yomer seif ha-Torah zemipicha, v'gisa v'yom v'layla. Now, a person is supposed to make his Torah kva, and his malacha aroy, but at the same time, hanig bahem minig darach eretz, that there's an inyan of somehow converging the Torah and the darach eretz, and that's the way a yid is supposed to live. Rav Shem Ba'ichoy said, evsha odom chayrish b'shas charisha, v'zayrei b'shas zriya, v'koytze b'shas ksira, v'dosh b'shas disha, v'zayrei b'shas ruach, Torah mateyola. If you're going to go hanig bahem minig darach eretz, if you're going to be v'asafta digonech, you're never going to learn. Because you're always going to be busy. Now I have to come, now I have to go, now it's this season, it's that season. You're never going to have time to learn. So if that's the case, what are you going to do? Ella said, Rav Shem Ba'ichoy, you have to say, Sedot tzvei sartin yidin, und zudei tzvei sartin kufis, bizmanchi yisrael oisim ritzayn yishol mokoyim, melachtin nasas al yidei acherim. Und bizmanchi ein yisrael oisim ritzayn yishol mokoyim, melachtin nasas al yidei atzmai. But the bottom line is, there was a machloikis Rabbi Shmuel, Rav Shem Ba'ichoy, had to reconcile these two psukim. According to Rabbi Shmuel, on the one hand, v'safta digonecha, on the other hand, v'yomash seif ha-toyer zem yipicha, v'agis v'yom v'layla, you have to somehow balance them. You have to make them both work. Hanig b'aminig derech eretz. Rav Shem Ba'ichoy said, it's not possible. It's either this or it's that. If you want to try to learn Torah, that's fine. But if you're going to be v'asafta digonecha, just recognize it's going to come at the cheshbon of v'yomash seif ha-toyer zem yipicha. It's not possible to do it both ways. Omar Abaya made an observation. He came many generations after the Tanakh, and he said, what I observed is, Harbe Asu Kurabi Shmova Asaviyadam. There were many people that followed Rabbi Shmova Asaviyadam. Or Kurab Shimon Bayechai Veloy Asaviyadam. But there were many people that followed Rabbi Shimon Bayechai Veloy Asaviyadam, they didn't have Atzlacha. Skirov says, that sounds pretty clear, that Abaya was being Machriya. Abaya was paskening the Shaykh. This is Dvar Ma'imdim Berumay Shal Oyla Mamish. The question is it Hanik Ben Minig Derech Eretz? Or no, that's not the ideal. Really, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to be Rav Shem Ba'ichoy. La Yomer Seif HaTorah Zemipicha, V'Gis V'Yom V'Layla. Said Abaya, I did an analysis. I ran the analytics. I ran the numbers. Har Be'yosu K'Rav Yishmol V'Olso V'Yodan. What does it mean, Olso V'Yodan? They had both. They had Torah, they had Derech Eretz. It worked. The Har Be'yosu K'Rav Shem Ba'ichoy V'Layolso V'Yodan. It mamish didn't work. It was a mess. I'm telling you, it didn't work. And if that's the case, it sounds like halacha l'maisa, the halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel. Stating that, Skirov said, that everyone knows the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel. The Rambam talks about Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi's job is to sit in the Makom HaMikdash, mamish to be oisnik in Torah, and in spreading Torah. That is the job of Levi. Hashem hu nachlasa, they have no shaychus with this world. Says the Rambam in a few short lines, V'loi Shevet Levi v'lvan, that this Madrega, that is the fate of Levi, mandated by the Torah, was not given exclusively to Levi. Ela kol ish v'ish, mikol boye ha'olam, any person from any walk of life, asher nodva rucha yoisa, who has this nedivas haruach, vehevina midei, and this intellectual capacity to understand what tachlis of the bria is, lihibodel, to separate himself, lamay lefnei Hashem, l'sharzay ula'avdoy l'deyas Hashem, v'holach yashar, k'moysha aso alikim, uparak me'al tzavari olchash b'inus harab ma'asher, pikshu b'nei adam. If somebody sees it, the world that way. He feels the world that way. He thinks that way. Harezen is kadosh kodesh kadoshim. It's a very, very, very virtuous way of seeing the world. In fact, a person that lives a life like that, he becomes kodesh kadoshim. V'yiyashem chelkoi v'nachalosoi lo'olam uliomei olam. V'yiskoloi b'olam hazeh dover ha'maspikloi k'moi shezich la'koyhanu v'la'lovim. Harei David oimer, David ha'melech, who was not a Levi. He was from Shevet Yehuda. David said, Hashem menos chelki v'koisi. And he meant this Madrega or Shevet Levi. So the Rambam in the end of Shemitah B'Yovel says that Levi has their unique role. They don't own land. They couldn't work the land if they wanted to. But Lo Shevet Levi, about any person that wants to opt in and live the life of Shevet Levi, has a right to do it. It's a fake to B'Skuro. What's Pshat in the Rambam? It's a Shver Rambam. L'chor, the Rambam is expressing Midosai Shel Rav Shem Ba'Yochai. It's machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Ba'Yochai. Abaya said, Harbi Yosef Rabbi Shmuel, and it worked. Rabbi Shmuel Ba'Yochai, and it didn't work. It sounds like Abaya, the Amora, is paskening like the Tana Rabbi Shmuel, not like Rabbi Shmuel Ba'Yochai, who, by the way, we know we cannot never paskin like. So how's it shaykh? How did the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel bring out this Madrega of Shmuel Ba'Yochai in such a gewaldig way, to the point that the Rambam says, if someone decides he wants to be Rabbi Shmuel Ba'Yochai, Harezen is Kadosh Kodesh Kadoshim. So the Brisker Rav said, B'lashayne Azov, that it's mavur in this Rambam. You see from the Rambam that even though it's true in halacha be'etzim, we paskin like Rabbi Yishmael, but at the same time, as it relates to the midah of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, quote, Mikomokim gamzu amidah Rav Shimon bar Yochai v'chaverov midah. Das is oicham midah. We paskin like Rabbi Yishmael. This is the preferred way of doing it, but it doesn't mean that if you go like Rav Shimon bar Yochai, you're going keneged halacha. It doesn't mean that you're mamish being moira halacha and you're a zokin mamre because you're fearing. Oh, it's not the way it's gepaskin in the Gemara. Normal if a bayi paskins away in a Gemara and you don't have a Rav Yosef or a Rava or someone being chaylik with him, so you can't go kineged. Or if a state on their Rambam is that a bayi was not dismissing the mida of Rav Shimon bar Yochai legamri. He was letting the oilim know that for most people Rav Shimon bar Yochai is not going to work. Of it doesn't mean you can't do Rav Shimon bar Yochai. And midas ha'ish Rav Shimon bar Yochai midahi. Das is oicha midah. And if a person wants to do it, he could. And if you're zoicha and you get it right, ha'rezen eskadosh kodesh kadoshim, and you can be Hashem and os chelki ata toimich geroli, you can reach mamas the hechstef and hechstef madregas. So you want to know for the masses, we'll do the analysis. Abai did the analytics. And he said, Harbi Yasek Rabbi Shmava also, Harbi Yasek Rabbi Shmava Yichai V'loi also. But as it relates to the Yochid has a gerecht to pick, and he could be Boicher, even Midasa Shabbat Shmava Yichai. Skirov famously said, I think it's B'Shem Devil Magoyim, that the Goyim said that Harbi Yasek Rabbi Shmava Yichai V'loi also the Yadam. But it's Masha, there were a myriad of people that tried Rabbi Shmava Yichai and it did work. And even in Abaye's own nusach, he already observed that there were some people that it worked for. It just didn't work for the Harbe, but for the miyata people, it did work. So said Maran Agriz, he said, that's Pshat in the Mishnah in Kedushin. Reb Meir said, Chayef Adam L'lamedes B'nai Umnes. A father has an obligation to teach his son an Umnes. An Umnes Nikia V'kala and V'yispal. And he should pray too, because that's not everything. But at the same time, that is something that Reb Meir said L'halacha. And that was true for the masses. Because for the masses, Vasafta de Ganacha. For the masses, Hanig ben Minig Darachares. Harbe Yasek Rabbi Shmova also be Yadon. But at the same time, the Zelbera Meir, now wearing the hat of Rav Nuroi, of it's the Zelbera Meir said that even though I just paskin, and I just said that Harbe Yasek Rabbi Shmova also be Yadon, but at the same time, you should know Midasa Yeshua Rabbi Shim Bayechai Midahi. And if a father says, I don't want to teach my son an umnes, but I'm going to be mechanechim in a way, I'm going to be mechanechim in a derech, where he should be mamish given over kulay lakadosh baruch hu, he has a right to do it. The Rambam and then the Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel. And if he gets it right, ha'rezen eskadosh kodesh kedoshim. Said Rav Nuroi, you want to know what I'm doing? I'll give you some insight. Maniach ani kol umnes shaba'olam ve'inim alamed b'nei ala teira. La'halacha, for the masses, you have to know. Harbe, most people in the world need to know. Harbe yasek Rabbi Shmuel, work. Harbi Yosek Rashbi, it didn't work. But it doesn't mean that you can't follow the mid. And that's Rav Nuroi said, Maniach ani, was ich tu, is Maniach ani kolum de Shabbat. So nish kein stira. Because Rav Nuroi's psak is not a stira to the fact that Harbi Yosek Rabbi Shmuel. Because in the Harbi Yosek Rabbi Shmuel, there's an acknowledgement that there's a mid. In the Harbi Yosek Rabbi Shmuel, there's an acknowledgement that there's a mid. And Rav Nuroi says, I'm going to play the odds. And I'm going to hope. And I'm going to hope, against the odds, that I'm going to be from that miyat. So maybe you could say, and again, in the world of Machshava, maybe this is Emes. Chana makes her neder. Fatider Chana neder lemer. What was her neder? She says, Evishtem, roi tira ba'oni amosecho. Who's chartani? V'loi sishkachas amosecho. V'nosato la'moscho zera anoshim. V'nosato la'ashem kol yimei chayav. If you're going to be mezakin me with a child, you know what I'm going to do with this child? I'm going to take this child and I'm going to give him up to Hashem. Kol yimei chayav. Umayr lo yal al roshay. I'm going to make him a nazir. What's a nazir? We know what a nazir is now. Ein nazir b'chol mokay mele prisha. I'm going to make him into a pirish. He's going to live a life. He's going to be niskadish kodesh kadoshim. Shtel tzich the fraga. How does Chan have a right to do that? How could she do that? Rav Meir said in the Mishnah in Kedushin, he said, how does Chan have a right to say, Eivish, you give me a son, you know what I'm going to do with my son? I'm going to put him away. I'm going to leave him there. Nesatav Lashem, kol yimei chayim. The Teretz says it was Kedivrei Rav Nuroi. It's not Divrei Rav Nuroi. It's Kedivrei Rav Nuroi. She was leveraging Shitas Rav Nuroi. Rav Nuroi already was Megala to the Welt. That maniach anui kol umdesha ba'olam ve'eni malamed b'nei ala teira. Chana's midah of unesatav Hashem kol yimei chayav needs a makar. How do you have a right to do this? So don't makar. There's a makar in a Rav Nuroi. Which Rav Nuroi? Rav Nuroi in Kiddush and Dapei Aleph Amir Aleph. It's not about it's Divrei Rav Nuray, but it's also Kid Divrei Rav Nuray. Because Remez Yesh Ladova, that this Hanhoga, this Mida of Chana, this Mida of Chana was going on this Derech, where she was leveraging, she was coming off this Madreg of Rav Nuray, and just like Rav Nuray said, Maniach Ani Kolunim Shabbat Olam, that's exactly what Chana was doing. Just to be Messiah. The Dover Toiv, the way the Masechta ends. So the Masechta ended a shtickle interesting, right? So we had the last Mishnah, Shmuel, he wasn't a Nazar, Machlekes Rav Noi, Rav Yosi. And what's the last Gemara? So the last Gemara, I mean the very last Gemara is Altikri Banoich Elo Boinoich, that's a Bezunder Shmuel. But what's the last Gemara? The last Gemara is, what's better? Is it more chashiv to be the one that makes the bracha? Or is it more chashiv to be the one that says Amen? Rav told his son Chia, Chatoif Ubrich. Rav Huna told his son Rabba, Chatoif. Ooh, brich, the meimed of mevarich adiv. Aye, we have a brisa. Rabbi Yosef and Niroi both said, "God alayna amen." Yosef and mevarich. It's really machlokes tanon. Echad mevarich, echad alayna amen. Elishem and Marilam mevarich tchila. And then it says pashup shat. If you look at the nois lekelim on the Gemara, pashup shat in the Gemara. Again, you could say lashon nazim mishuna. We've said that a few times throughout the Masechta. But pashup shat is that it's the hevsha because the Mishnah mentioned Rav Nuroi and Rav Yosi. And here too, the Gemara brought a brisa that mentioned Rav Nuroi and Rav Yosi. Rav Nuroi and Rav Yosi, they're debating, they're dueling it out whether Shmuel was a Nazar, wasn't a Nazar. So here too, you have Nachum Allah, Rav Nuroi and Rav Yosi that are talking about this scene of is it God Aloyna Amen Yosim and Mavarech, or is it God Aloyna Mavarech Yosim and Aina Amen? But I'll tell you a Dovin Nifla that I saw in the Drasha from the Hilgi Chsam Seifer. Chsam Seifer says that what's the Sheiches? What's Pshat in the Smichos between these two Inyanim? So he says, the Mishnah said that Chana, that Tider Chana Nedalemar, and what was the Nedu? Merleyala Rosha, she made him into a Nazar. Shkvaldik. She made him into a Nazar. I was like, Chsam Seifer, is it so poshit to make someone, your child, into a Nazar? A Nazar can't drink wine. Not only can a Nazar not drink wine, Nazar can't drink wine of mitzvah. There's no yayin the kiddush. There's no yayin of Avdala. There's no dal koisis. You're missing out on all the koisis shal bracha. And if you're missing out on all the koisis shal bracha, l'chayra it's chasra a little bit. L'chayra, the Nazar is going to be missing out on mitzvahs. And if the Nazar is going to be missing out on mitzvahs, you're going to have a problem. Emes is, the Chsam Seifer is mitzayin, a tshuva, and Shailos tshuva is Cham Tzvi. It's a fascinating tshuva, ayin shah. But the Cham Tzvi is in tshuva kuf samiches. He says as follows, Behiyoisi be Belgrade. It was the year Tov Lamed Tes. Hayinu mesubim besudas mitzvah, bechevras meflogei Torah. Ve'oit chacham echad, there was a chacham there, he was a shliach, a shadar, mechevra, zeichet tzadik levrach. Ve'achacham ha-shliach, hayu nozer shimshin. And this shliach, this shadar that came from chevra was a nozer shimshin. Uliyosei oireyach, being that he was the guest, nosn loy levarech. They told him, will you be mechabed oilom a benching? So he said, I'm happy to bench, but I can't hold the kais, right? This is the classic being Moshe Kais Shal Yayin Lanazar. Vahulay Kibel HaKais V'yadah. He didn't want to hold the kais. Kiyim Achar Kibel HaKais. So what happened was somebody else held the kais. Vahu Birech Vazimim D'Shem. So he said, Rabbi Yisrael Val Benchin. There's a person standing next to him. He's shuckling with the kais. And this Nazar Shimshin is the one saying, Rabbi Yisrael Val Benchin. Vul Achar Gmar Birech HaSamazim Birech HaAchar Shakais V'yadah Birech HaSayayin. He was the one that made the agafen. V'shasu HaMesubin and everybody drank. So the Chacham Tzvi says, "No meisi lohem." I told the oilam loy nachin lasis kein. Ve'hischalti mevi lohem rayas. I started bringing rayas. That's the part of the tshuva we're not going to speak out. But he starts bringing rayas, and it's a whole tshuva that what that you can't have one person lead the bench and another person hold the kais. So if you want a bench, you hold the kais. Now he's a nazar shimshin. He can't hold the kais. He can't give a cup of wine to a nazar. And as a result, you had no right to bench. And he says it was a big tumult in learning, and everybody went back and forth. And at the end, the last line of the tshuva is the chazru behem hachachamim v'hodu l'dvarei. Everybody was moided to me. But Al Kapanim says the Chsam Seifer, you see from the psak of the Chacham Tzvi, that not only could a Nazir not drink from the Kodesh Bracha, he can't even make a Bracha that requires Kodesh. He cannot make Kiddush. The reason you can't make Kiddush is because you can't make Kiddush and let the other person hold the Kodesh. So if that's the case, any person that's a Nazir is going to be missing out. So he's done. He can't make all the Kodesh Bracha. So what's going to be? So the Gemara wanted to be Miyashiv this Kasha. So Zok the Gemara, that's the Smichos. That it's true, Rav Nuroi said, that she made him into a Nazir. chazer. Ah, you're missing out on all the brachas. It's Rav Nuroi l'shitasai. Because Rav Nuroi said, God alayin ha'amin yoysim and ha'mevarech. So he said, it's true. But l'maisa, when there's a bunch of mesubin, you're better off being the person that says amen anyways. Because God alayin ha'amin yoysim and ha'mevarech. And that, says the Chasam Sofer, is the smichus between these two parashas. I'll tell you a hergish I had. The hergish was that throughout the Masechta, and Mes Hashem, Soita Dabez, that's really where it's going to pick up. We've been talking about the smichus of Kol, of the parish of Soita and the parish of Nazar, right? This is the segue. We're about to start Soita. Kol Araya, exhale. Kol Araya, Soita Bikul Kula, Yasin Ratzman Min Ayayin, right? That's, it's Nazar Dabez and it's Soita Dabez, and we've spoken at Raid, Mes Hashem will speak out more Raid, right? This is what's going on here. It's the smichus between the parish of the Nazar and the parish of the Soita. Demis is that the parish of Nazar comes after Soita, even though the Masechtas are in the reverse order. But it's Soita, then Nazar. Nazar is Samuch to the Soita. It comes right afterwards. What's Samuch to Nazar on the other side? Meaning, after you're being Mavisadra, and you learn the parish of Nazar, what's the next parish? Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe Lemer, Dabra al Aharim v'albon of Lemer, Koysav Orchu as B'nei Yisrael, Omar Lohem, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yor Hashem pona v'ylecha v'chuneka, Yisa Hashem pona v'ylecha v'yosim l'cha sholem. Loma nismecha, parishas soita l'parishas Nazar. But there's also a loma nismecha, you have the parish of Nazar and the parish of Birchas Kayanim. Why the smichas between the two parishas? So we'll leave that up to the Bali Machshava. Abahamiya, in the Torah, there's a smichos between the parish of Nazir and the parish of Birchas Kayanim. The Gemara ends the same exact way. You have a whole Mesechtes Nazir, a shvera, your Mesechtes Nazir. But at the same time, how does the Mesechta end? It ends, Amalei Rav Lechia Berech, HaToifu Brich. We're talking about brachis. It's talking the smichos of brachis and Nazir, which should be Zoicha, and the schos of Haraving and Muching over Mesechtes, Nazar, to all the Birchas Kayanim, and we should be Zoicha to all of Brachas, and continued Hatzlacha, the Chalo Inyan.